I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Iran, open witness to Muslims is banned and government spies monitor Christian groups. Despite the harsh conditions for ministry, though, Sat7's David Harder says,
"It is an exciting anniversary for us, 2 years of being able to broadcast 24 hours a day, being able to reach people all throughout the day with the good news of Jesus and to be able to bring training."
Sat7 Pars has provided a satellite television platform for Iranian Christians to help them build up their own congregations. Because Christians in Iran have limited access to Christian training materials, satellite TV provides a means to young Christians who need support, which translates to full circle ministry growth. Next, riots broke out in Indonesia after a Christian schoolteacher was accused of blaspheming Islam. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that about 500 Muslims protested on December 9th, calling for the teacher's dismissal. The mob burned two church buildings, a health clinic, several vehicles, and about 65 homes. The teacher's been detained and faces trial for blasphemy. Pray that Christians will be strong and bear a powerful witness for the gospel. And language experts discover that by clustering similar languages together, translation work gets accelerated tenfold. Bruce Smith is the president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates. He says their team is using this strategy for the Mbeya language cluster in Tanzania to tackle Bible translation, a project that could be finished within 10 years.
The overall group is almost 3 million people in the western part of Tanzania. And so to have this opportunity to work in 10 languages that are going to impact that large of a people group is fairly unique. We have actually about 80 national partners, individuals that are part of the translation teams that are working in these groups.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.